The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl champions, defeating the New England Patriots 29-13 in Super Bowl 60. As KUOW's Kate Stone reports, it's a rematch that many fans have wanted for more than a decade.
As the clock wound down on Super Bowl 60, a roar went up at the Roanoke Bar in Seattle, one of many packed to capacity across the city. Jubilant crowds dressed in blue and green poured into the streets downtown. In the background, the Space Needle, all lit up, was also wearing Seahawks colors. From kickoff, it was a fierce battle of the defenses between the Hawks and the New England Patriots, keeping Sydney Stevenson on the edge of her seat.
At the beginning, I was nervous, but then they got a few field goals. They kept the momentum going, and then once they got that final touch or that first touchdown in the fourth quarter, it was like, all right, we got this.
It was a nail biter until the fourth quarter, with no team scoring a touchdown. But Teddy Irwin had faith in his team and in second-year coach Mike McDonald.
They rose to the occasion, they took their opportunity, and they made the city very proud.
It's a rise to the top some did not expect from the team this year, says Nick Newsham.
Nobody picked the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl this year.
The last time the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl in 2015, the game ended in heartbreak. The team they played? The Patriots. At the goal line, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson threw a pass that would have scored a touchdown and won the game. But New England intercepted the throw, and they lost. A moment burned into the minds of many fans.
Throws inside. Oh my God, it's picked off at the goal line!
Last night, for Greg Sifferman, who's cheered on the team since their inaugural 1976 season.
It was perfect, absolute perfect ending to get it against New England and set everything right.
Seattle will welcome their team back to the Emerald City with a trophy ceremony at Lumen Field Wednesday and a downtown parade.
We are the champions. No time for
NPR News, I'm Kate Stone.